Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Youth Speaks. Boses ng kabataan, ating pakinggan.
Nasubukan niyo na bang maglaro sa inyong mga computer, cellphones o kaya sa inyong mga tablets? At nasabihan na masama ito para sa iyo? Nako, hindi po kayo nag-iisa dahil makakasama po natin ang ilan sa mga kabataan na sila Paul Lasherda, Megan Arena at si Ace Kanko. Pakinggan ang aming panayam patungkol sa gaming. Siguro mga kaibigan, para simulan, no, sang-ayon ba kayo na nakakasama nga itong gaming? At ano nga ba yung mga negatibong pagtrato ng mga tao patungkol dito?
I would say one of the biggest stigmas with gaming is unproductivity. It's not just unproductive, but it also serves a platform for players. So for me, like, I've read reports where say people who are disabled or people who can't necessarily go outside because of, say, really extreme allergies, or they have really bad social anxiety. So they use gaming as a platform, like as a virtual world for them to experience what it is being outside.
Back then, gaming was a bit a useless hobby to say. But during these current times, I think everybody knows Twitch, and people can stream, make a living out of gaming, purely gaming, 24/7. And there's also esports events and other competitive scenes that worth like millions of prize pool as a tournament money. So, and in terms of like addiction, I think this notion of gamers being notoriously toxic is more of a personal problem, I guess. It's more of a nurture versus nature kind of thing. So,
ano sa tingin nyo ang mga na-develop sa inyong mga sarili dahil sa paglalaro?
More on problem solving. Napapaisip ka kung ano yung kailangan na gawin. Lalo na pag may mga puzzles na kailangan mong i-accomplish. Tapos, ayun, parang nahahasa lang din yung, ano mo, yung mind mo.
Like, especially, kasi since, of course, when we had our COVID lockdowns, lahat tayo nasa inside, you know. So we don't really have that much social interaction. Pero like with friends, when you game online, parang you kind of have that that feeling of belonging in a sense, like in a modern sense.
Like Megan said, during this new era of like pandemic, I think with gaming, you tend to learn to be patient and be self-disciplined. Kasi like if it's really a problem to be addicted to something, you know, like not just gaming, but in terms of like being at home, you have to learn to use your time wisely and, you know, and enjoy it while you learn your limits.
Gawa ng pandemic, nagbago ba ang inyong pag-gaming?
Parang doon ako nagsimula mag-gaming, kasi before that medyo di ako masyadong naglalaro. Na tapos nung nagka pandemic, dun lang ulit ako naglaro ng husto.
Kasi of course, before COVID, meron tayong uni, meron tayong work, so like our schedules are hectic, commute din. So I guess whenever I try to play, it's always at night, and the same like early morning hours. So of course it's not good for my sleep schedule, that like I was able to balance that out during the pandemic. So yeah,
always felt natural to game after school and everything. Mm-hmm. And that didn't really change during the pandemic. It just kind of added more.
Pagdating naman siguro sa inyong mga tahanan, no, stricto ba ang mga magulang nyo, at pinagbabawalan ba kayo maglaro ng mga games?
So I think most of us experience a kind of strict parents, Filipino households, pero like during those times they were really, oh, bakit nakaupo ka na lang palagi dyan sa computer, hindi ka na lumalabas, hindi ka na kumakain, yan ka na naman, i-unplug ko yung PC mo
or papakain ko yung PC mo.
Yeah, just like get you up.
Understanding. Pero yung pag, alam mong sumusobra na, na minsan wala kang ginagawa kundi mag-gaming, doon lang sila na, ano, na parang, na sinasabi nila medyo tigilan ng onte. Kasi parang sinasabi nila na-addict ka, lagi ka lang, ano, nakaupo, tumayo-tayo ka naman dyan. Parang lalo na pag nagsimula ka ng maga tapos matatapos ka ng super late. Mm. Yun lang yung parang ayaw nila.
Whenever it looks like I'm doing too many hours on the computer, they would let me know. Maybe take a break. So there's sometimes where I would game for 6 hours straight and I wouldn't even know. So I it's good that they're there as well to let me know to stop, in a sense. They're more understanding though, because especially during the pandemic, of course, because we don't really have anywhere to go to, so parang that's your downtime.
Ano naman yung mga maipapayo nyo sa mga taong nais subukan ng pagigaming o para sa mga mismo nagigaming na rin?
Siguro yung payo ko, just balance it out. Huwag yung sobra-sobra na lagi kang nakaulang, like gaming, magigaming magdamag. Pero kung talagang nakikita mo sarili mo na parang may future ka sa gaming, katulad ng parang gusto mong pumasok ng esports or like mag-stream ng from Twitch, siguro yun, pwede mong gawing career yun. Pero pag hobby lang, sana may ano, parang time limit. Tapos may focus sa iba rin, priority sa career, studies, yun.
Yeah, true. Thanks for that, Ian. How about you, Megan?
I guess try something new, I guess would be my advice. Yung parang, if people haven't experienced gaming, maybe try it out, see if it's for you. Something like that. But I agree with Ian in terms of timing your gaming. Of course you don't want to put all of your hours into gaming unless you really are passionate about it and actually want to go into esports.
I don't know if you guys heard, like, the metaverse, like Facebook announced the meta, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're turning living into a virtual world pretty much. So next thing we know na parang we're gonna be in it instead of us playing with it. You know, it's not just gonna be gaming na lang. I think it's gonna be part of our lives in the next few years. So I guess just be ready for whatever comes and just be adaptable. Judge based on your own judgment.
Diyan na po nagtatapos ang aming panayam. Para pa sa mga ibang issue na ating tatalakayin kasama ang mga kabataan, tumutok lang po dito sa Youth Speaks sa aming programa. Ako po si David De Los Reyes para sa SBS Filipino.
Youth Speaks. Boses ng kabataan, ating pakinggan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.